Hey guys, welcome back to Killing It with the Professor Heretic. Today I wanted to talk about haters. Everybody's got them, but you don't know what to do with them. Well, here's what happened to me. I had an issue with some clients of mine that didn't want to allow comments on their... I'm trying to word this properly so I don't give anything away. They didn't want to allow comments on their Twitter. They didn't want to allow comments on their website because they were worried that somebody was going to talk crap about their business. They said they had gone through some issues in the past with people leaving bad reviews. They were just butthurt about the person themselves and not about the business. And they had to do a lot of legwork to get those reviews removed. Well, why the fuck are you letting that happen? Why are you letting other people's opinions of you ruin your business career and your life? Fuck them, right? All you can do in those situations is reply the best way you could possibly reply in the comments. And be the bigger person. And the people that are going to read those reviews are going to notice. And a lot of the times, it's a beautiful thing when people are talking crap about you on the internet. Because then, you get feedback. And you know what you can do better. So you don't want to stop that. Because let's say, somebody tweets something about your company. And you do a search. Or somebody tweets something about your band and you do a search for your band at some point, or they tagged you in it or whatever, and you see their comment, you can then reply and try to figure out what you can do to make sure that they aren't frustrated with you anymore, that they had the best experience they could possibly have. You can't do that if you don't allow them to give you the feedback. And if you're scared to let them give you the feedback because you're worried they're going to talk crap about you, a couple things are going to happen, or probably already have happened. You probably have a really horrible ego, which is a negative thing in this sense. You just got to let it go, because fuck what they think, right? The other thing is, you probably don't have the best business practices. And if that's the case, you've already lost. So why sit here and concern yourselves with it? I've got a couple of artists that I know that like to delete comments. They like to delete the comments on YouTube videos that they don't like, people talking crap about them or hating on them or whatever. I love those. I love when people send me messages because it's an opportunity to prove them wrong, to come back and say, hey, fuck you and your opinion. I'm making money. What the fuck are you doing? Most of the time, the trolls, they got nothing better to do in their life but sit there and talk shit about you and what you're doing, because they ain't doing it, right? So they're losers, right? And I feel bad for them because they've got nothing better to do with their life than to sit there and do that. So don't fucking worry about it, man. Just keep letting people talk shit. And make sure you respond the best way possible. That's really the only thing that you can take from this. It's just fucking irritating that I can't do my job as a marketer because people are too scared to hear the truth about themselves, or people are too scared that they're going to have haters that aren't going to like their stuff. Well, you're putting yourself out there into the public realm. What do you expect? You can't stop putting yourself out in the public realm because you're worried about what people might say. Because then at that point, your business is done. Your band is done. Whatever you're working on is done. Because you have no way of marketing anymore. You have no way of getting the word out about your company anymore. So stop worrying about the haters. That's rule number one. Next thing I wanted to talk about is people saying they're too busy. I'm too fucking busy. I got two kids. I'm working 40-hour shifts at work, and I'm going home, and I'm busting my ass managing five or six bands, And I hear people complaining that they don't have time to post on social media. They don't have time to make the accounts. Well, you've got the time. You just don't want to make the time, right? It's as simple as just making the accounts, especially when you have somebody like me that's willing to help. There's really no reason that you can't just fucking make an account already, you know? It's just stupid. You're being unproductive in your life, and you should probably figure that out. And I'm not dogging on anybody specifically. I'm just all around saying that if that's what's holding you back, time, then maybe you have to re-look at the way you manage your time. I've done it. I used to say I was busy as shit all the time. I used to say, oh, I can't do that, I'm too busy. But when I started to figure out how to manage my time better, I stopped being so busy and started having more time. I stopped watching YouTube videos and started executing on shit, you know. So it's just frustrating when you're trying to help somebody when you don't have much time, and you're wasting your time trying to help somebody that says, I don't have the time. Motherfucker, you've got the time. Make the time. Get it done. Post on Facebook. Let people know about your show. Let people know about your music. Make sure that all that stuff's out. Because if you don't have time to do that, then you don't have time to be in a fucking band. You don't have time to run a fucking business, right? If you can't do that, then you should probably step back and say, all right, well, maybe I'm doing too much on this one end and not enough on the other. Especially with bands, there's 100% scalability on this shit, because it's not like you have a product that you have to make and produce and manufacture and put out. I guess that's redundant, make and manufacture, but and produce. I think all three of those mean the exact same thing. Anyways, it's not like you have all this shit and overhead that you got to deal with. You legitimately just have to make music, and then once you make music, you just have to make music videos, and then you just put it out, and then it scales. They're assets. They continually grow over time, and they continue to bring you money over time, but you have to put in the work to market those assets and let people know they exist. Otherwise, you're not going to make any money. So why spend the time to make the music if you don't have the time to market the music? Just make the damn social media account and call it a day. You know, it's crazy. People are crazy. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the follow for follow crap on Twitter. Isaac Banks, one of my friends on Facebook, he runs a great podcast. I wouldn't call it a podcast. I'd call it a internet radio show station. I don't know. I don't even know. He's in Australia, so I think it might actually be a radio station. But it's he definitely gets a lot of stuff from bands all the time, and they follow him, and he's complaining. What he does is, when he follows somebody or they follow him, he follows back, and then when they unfollow, he blocks them. And he was saying that this one band had sent him a message and said they're coming to Australia and they wanted some exposure, and they were hoping that he would be able to help them out. Well, he realized, I blocked these people, which means they tried the whole follow for follow shit and then unfollowed afterwards, which means, no, I'm not going to fucking help you out. So keep that in mind, that people do realize when you do that shit, and that it's not a good way to gain discovery. Like, put in the work, make the connections, stop trying to grind numbers and start trying to grind actual fans, right? You're not cheating anybody but yourself. Like, I don't fucking understand, like, the people that pay for likes on Facebook, or the people that just randomly do the follow for follows on Facebook, or, you know, like for likes. It's just crazy. Like, what are you getting out of it? You're getting a number? What are you going to do with that number? You're going to convince a radio station to play you? Radio stations don't have numbers. What are you going to do with that number? You're going to get more shows because of that number? Oh, but you can't bring people to shows, right? Because you don't actually have those numbers. So what is it really helping you at? Is it making you feel better? Because that's all it seems like it's doing. It's validating you, and you have to stop trying to validate yourself and just be okay with where you're at right now and measure that based off of real stats and real numbers that you've got naturally, organically, right? So if you agree or disagree with anything that I've said this podcast, make sure to download Anchor FM, send me a voice message, and I'll feature it on the next show and we'll talk about it, or I'll talk back to you about it and we can go about it that way. Or you could download it and then maybe you can come on and we'll let you co-host or be a guest or whatever you want to call it. That's possible too. And if you don't feel like doing any of those, just hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever the fuck you feel like finding me, and have a conversation. Because I'd like to hear what everybody else's thoughts are. I'm not always right. I just kind of let you know my views on things and how I feel like things should be. And if you think I'm wrong, let me know I'm fucking wrong. Because I like to let people know when I'm wrong and what the right thing to do is. But don't come to me with an argument that's one-sided, that doesn't have any facts behind it. If you legitimately think that I'm wrong, let me know. I'm down to listen. I'm down to talk about it. Make sure to like, follow, heart, whatever the fuck, on whatever podcast station or whatever you're listening to this to on right now. And then go follow me on everything else. I'll talk to you guys later. Deuce.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.